We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Hanoisen Eitzim Lacharosh Lasim Akisei. You give Eitzim, you give wood to a carpenter to make it into a chair. Vosvam Safsal, he made it into a bench instead of a chair. Did the wrong thing. Or Safsal Vosvam Akisei, he told him to take a bench, made a chair. Ramei Oime Noisen Loid Meitzav. Ramei El Shitasu in the Mishnah that is Koine Beshinoi. And therefore, all he has to pay for is for the wood. He does not have to pay for any shvach. You don't look at it that the got better. And he doesn't pay for it. All he has to pay for the wood. He's kind of a shinu. Rav Yehuda Omer, it's a knas. Rav Yehuda Omer, you give it back. And then, all the nigzal has to pay for is for whatever is less. In my shvach, yes, al yetziah, no yisna yetziah. Which means now he gets back from wood into a bench. He wanted a chair, but he got a bench. A bench is worth... Let's say the wood's worth $10, the bench worth $15, but the expenses are $2. So all he has to pay is $2, and that's enough. Mishvach, yes, I see. Nice lay, say, tzia. Then may I see you say, shvach. Let's say for some reason this thing is not worth much, and the tzia was more expensive than a shvach. Nice and lay, the shvach. All he gives is a shvach. We don't is a knas, that is no kinyan shinui, and all he has to pay, the nigzal is like a yoyrid, he pays the gazlan like a yoyrid who makes something better of yours. So all he has to pay is the lesser amount, which is yod atachtoina. Agav, when it says yitzia, it's a big shout on the Rishonim what it means. Yitzia means like the expenses of the raw materials. But does that include the work of the carpenter? Which means a carpenter charges money, when he was a carpenter, more than just the hourly wage. He charges for his services. But there is a charge of pashat hourly wage. Just you had a guy working for you, you're paying $5 an hour, $10 an hour. Is that included in the yitziah? So some Rishonim hold that's included in the yitziah. When it says yitziah, it means not only for the expenses of the raw materials, it also means the price of what it costs to hire a guy to do the work for that hour. But al kapanim, that's the zaydik amachloik, is what yitziah means exactly. Back to our case. Right, whatever it takes, yeah. It's the same thing. It's whatever it includes. That's the hourly wage, whatever it is, yeah. If you gave eitzim to a charos to make a nice kisei, also a kisei kar, he did a bad job. Or safsal na'a, safsal kar, he did a bad bench. So here, there's no shinui, because it's still, he made what he wants to make. He exactly made what the guy wanted him to make. And therefore, in this case, there's no kinyan of shinui. So what's the halach over here? Here, the guy who made it loses out. All you pay him, you don't give him the regular cost, what it costs to make a chair, because he didn't do a good job. So you give him what's less. You give him This is all the halachas of when you give something to a charosh, he does the wrong thing. So if he does the completely wrong thing, you have a chalik shemayin rabban of a kind of machine or not. If he does the right thing, and he just does it wrong, so then he doesn't get paid his regular salary, but it's no kinyan shinu, he's there, he just pays the yod al-tachtoina. So the Gemara writes, a new sugi here, and the sugi goes like this, the boil who? Yes shvach samanam al-tsemer, in shvach samanam al-tsemer. The shayla of the Gemara is when you look at a tsemer that's now colored, let's say it's red, is the samanim considered that dies, that's considered something that's be'en, or not. Like Rashi calls it chazusa milsahi or not. Is the look of the tzemer now, the way it looks, is that considered something that's be'en or not? And what's the nafkamina? We're going to try to figure out exactly nafkamina. We're going to come out at the end with three cases which could be a nafkamina. But it does take a few lines to get there. So yes, shvach samonim al tzemer, in shvach samonim al tzemer. We're going to say, hey, kidami, what exactly is the case of the shiloh of the Gemara? Ilema the gazal samonim, he stole dye. Which samana means he stole herbs, or there's something that grows in the ground. And what he did was vidakinu, he ground it up, vitarinhu, and he soaked it, and then it became dai. Vitzavabuhem, and he died with it, he died his own things with it. So he stole herbs, and he turned into dai, and he died his things with it. So the Gemara's question is, did I steal something or not? Break the Gemara, tapele amashim dukenim vishinu, in this case, he was kain of vishinu. What he has to pay back is the herbs he stole. Because what he did was, he made it into a shinu. So forget about if it's the dye on my wool, is considered milsi. Well, much before that, he already stole it, he turned it into dye.
In this case, the wool is owned by the ganav?
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, the ganav. He stole dye. So the marashal was, is dye considered chazusa milsi? Who cares? It makes no difference. You stole herbs, you made a shinu, you kind it, now you owe herbs. That's not a shayla. Typically, I'm saying the kanye b'shinu, the marashal is loy tzricha. No, the case like this. The gadol samon m'sharuyim. They stole samanim that already was soaked. It's ready to dye things with it. Ritzava bahu, and you dyed your own wool with it. So Gemara Shaila is my yeshvach samanim gavit semer, that the ishvach samanim gavit semer omalei, and the nigzal says havli samanoid shechsenu, take, give me back the samanim you took away from me. Oydum ain't shvach samanim gavit semer, or there's no shvach samanim gavit semer omalei less loch gaboy v'lo midi. I don't have anything from you. Break the Gemara. I don't know what your having is. Basically, the Gemara is having me like this. The Gemara is saying that the Gazlan steals dyed. He dyes his clothing, his shirt, his wool, and the Nigzal comes over to him and says, give me my dye. He says, your dye? I don't have it. I don't have the dye. Because Chazush la Milsi. Or, I do have your dye and it is something. Break the Gemara, either way, so if you don't have any more, so you destroyed it. That's Gemara's kasha. Amri, vi ein shvach simonim agavi atzemer. If there's no shvach atzemer, which means chazuch is a lav milsi, that a look is nothing. Mimach amle les the chagavai lemidi. Heck, you say you don't have anything. Name malay, let the guy say, havli samanoi, davsinu, give me back the thing you lost from me. You took some away from me. So give it back to me. So again, that cannot be the shah of the Gemara, because such a case is a very simple answer. The answer is, if it makes a difference, you have to give it back either way. Either you destroyed it, or it's here, whatever it is, you have to give it back. So Gemara lahach gisa. We'll clear the shah this way. Ain't shvach samanim gavit semer. There's no shvach samanim gavit semer uboy shlumulei. You have to pay because you destroyed it. Or you say yes shvach samanim gavit semer. You say that it is called be'en, it is called something. Va'amalein. You tell the nigzal hamanchi kamach. It's right here. Shaklinu, go take it. So afraid the Gemara shaklinu. La shaklinu. Well, you take it. But my shakle. How you didn't take it off? Zok the Gemara b'tzvoin with soap. Break the Gemara, it's fine, Avurim ever, it's fine, we'll remove it. Hashava, like, won't do Hashava. So again, they cannot be the Shaila. You can't tie the Gemara steadily, no, I'll clarify it this way, that if you hold that Chazusa lav milsehis, then you have to pay for it, because you ruined it. But if Chazusa milsi, I can tell the guy, here it is, take it back. Break the Gemara, then, even if it's Chazusa milsi, you can't take it back, because if you take it off with soap, there's nothing left of it. It's, it just removes it from the tzemer, you're not getting back any salmon. So the Gemara, l'hochamay eskinon. You know what the Shaila of the Gemara is? Going to Gozal, Tzemer, v'samonim dechad. You stole Tzemer and Samonim from one guy. The guy had a thing of wool, the guy had another room, he had his dye, and you stole both of them. And then you put it together. Tzave lahu Tzemer, b'hanach Samonim. And you colored the Tzemer with those Samonim. But k'mahadlein nalei Tzemer, and you say, oh, I stole some of you, here, I give you back to you. So what's the Shaila? Here the Shaila is, was a Mekayim the Hashava on the dye. Because on one hand, if you hold Yeshvach, someone will give it Semer, become a Hadle, someone will give it Semer. Give me back everything. Here's the Semer, and here's the dye. Or you do Me'in Shvach, someone will give it Semer, but Semer Mahadle, someone will Mahadle. And you're only giving back Semer, but you're not giving back Samonim, you're not giving back Samonim because it's Lav Milsi. Freight the Gemara, okay, let's see the second side. The second side is that I owe him, I gave back the Tzemer, but I owe him the value of the dye. Freight the Gemara, Lamaisi, he has to pay me something because I dyed his wool. So anyway, let that be a wash. That the thing that his Tzemer got better, I'm giving that back to him, and that'll be instead of the giving back some on him. Amri, typically the Aikele Nele, Bedomi, that Lamaisa, his thing went up in value. And I'm really kind of a shinu, technically. Then it went up a value. I'm giving you back through the whole thing. So I'm giving you back the tzemer together with the shvach. And lamaisa, you're getting back more than you're getting back more. And that will be instead of the samanim. Because we're assuming that the price goes up more than the samanim are worth. The samanim are worth $1. It goes up $3. So I gave you back even more. So tzemer tzavua went down a price. To have just Tzemer Tzavua was not worth much. I hacky say that the dye is worth more than Tzemer Tzavua. Terry says, yeah, dye is good for a ready-made piece of clothing or for a guy who sells dye. You turn, put it onto my Tzemer is not worth that much. It's worth less than Samonim worth. So here, the Gemara Shail is, could I charge you for Samonim? On one hand, if it's Chazusa Milsi, I gave it back to you. On the other hand, if it's Lav Milsi, I did not give it back to you. And that's the Gemara Shail. So we said we have three ways the Gemara can have a Shail. This is Shail number one. And where had the shaila is chazusa milsi or not? When you have yesh shvach b'samonim, is it called something or not? What's an afkamina? If it's called a hashava or not? When I give you back, when I steal from you tzemer and samonim, and I give it back to you as a mixture now, is that called a returning or not? Shaila number one. Pshat number one. The shaila. The boy is saying, "Kigoin shetzava bahu kaifa." What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one is like this. The guy stole a kaif, which is a monkey, and he also stole sambanim, he stole dye. And what he did was, he collared the monkey, and he gives it back. So here's an example of, if the sambanim milsihi, so then he gave it back. Give back the monkey with the sambanim. If it's lav milsihi, here the monkey doesn't go up in value when you make it red. So therefore, you can't say, oh, the value went up, so I'm paying you back anyways. That's why the Shaila applies, which is another way of saying how that the thing that has the dye is not worth more. The first one was that went down in price. Here, it's saying with a monkey. That's Pshat number one, Rashi. Rashi's second Pshat was, not a monkey, it was talking about a basket. A basket also makes them as well call you make a basket. A basket is it was made out of Netzarim. It's something that dries up soon. It makes them as well colored. It's not something that's there for good. You don't care if you're picking up your groceries with a bread basket or a black basket. There's no value. So that's all of pshat, what kaifa would mean. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat so much that you stole a kaifa and samonim and you put the dye in it. He says, that's called destroying the dye. So then you should be chayiv as the hezek of it. And therefore, Tosis does not like Rashi's pshat. So if you Tosis have to go through the second pshat, go to the second pshat, you got Tosis' own pshat, but Tosis' kasha on Rashi's first pshat. If you call it a monkey, that's called a hefsid. And Tosis has a different pshat because of that. So he says, Nir al-Farish, to tzava bu kaifa kloima begreyus of a kir, going kaif, which means he did a bad job at it. You know why it went down in value? Because he did a bad job dying it, just like a monkey would die. That's what it means. Whole different pshat than Rashi. Ravina Amar, the third pshat in the Shaila. Ravina Amar Kamaiskinan, going to Tzemer Dechad, a whole new pshat. We're not talking about a gazlim. When we clear the Shaila, Chazus and Milsi, we're not talking about a gazlim. What's the Shaila? Ravina Amar Kamaiskinan, going to Tzemer Dechad, V'samonim dechad. Talking about a tzemer belongs to one person. V'samonim dechad person. V'kaasi kaif, and a monkey came. V'tzavei lahu tzemer v'harach samonim. A monkey came and mixed my tzemer and your samonim. That's what all kind of here. So now, like, who owns what? V'tzavei lahu tzemer v'harach samonim. V'tzavei lahu tzemer v'harach samonim. Yesh v'harach samonim agavei tzemer v'omalei havli samonim agavachlinu. So then the Baal ha Samonim goes up to Baal Tzemer and says, hey, you have something from me. You have my Samonim. I don't have anything. What are you talking about? I don't have anything. I don't have anything from you. So that's the Shaila in the Gemara, if yes, Shvach Samonim or not. So we have three ways of learning the Shaila. Either the case was someone stole it and put it together, and the Shaila is how much he has to give back. And we have two ways of clearing that Shaila. Either he called it a monkey, or the first pshat was that the price went down. Therefore, when he gives it back, it could be it's not a hashava. And then we have a third pshat, Ravina, nothing to do with gazlan. As to do with a kaif took and mixed samonim together with semer. And the shaila is, does the baal hasamonim say, you have something from me? Or he says, no, it's nothing, it's worthless, and it's not here. Not worthless, not here. And if I don't have anything from you. So that's the Gemara shaila. Now the Gemara is bringing rayas to this shaila of yesh shvach samonim or not, which the shaila is chazusa milsihi or not. Toshima. Beget yitzav of klip arlo. You know, arlo is one of the things that are osur bahana. Actually, it's dafka if it's from a fruit. But not from a bark. There's no arla on trees, only on peiros. Here, certain peiros could be used as dye. So you had a begesh, a tzavo beklipi arla. You dyed it with peels of arla fruits. What's the halacha? Yedolik. You got to burn those begadim. L'chayro, what's going on? There's nothing here. It's nothing. It's just a color. It's nothing here. It's not chazusa milsi. It's nothing. Alma chazusa milsi. You see chazusa is a milsa, and you see that it's also ba'ano. So you see that a color is considered a be'en, something that's here. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. A special din when it comes to Arla. Amar Rava, hano'o hanira le'inayim, asur taira. By Arla, the taira asered hano'o hanira le'inayim. Even though usually maybe chazusa lav milsi, but Arla is different. How do we know? The time we learned the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'chisavoyu ala aretz v'natatem kol eitz maichol, v'aralaltam arlosoy es piryov sholisham yelechem areim lo yachel. So it says there, a lot of words here. It says in this Pasuk alone, three times the word arlo. And we dash like this. Areim lo yachel, ein li'ala, isa'achila. You only see isa'achila. V'nayin shol yehem, and how do you know you should not have ano? Lo yitzava boy, you shouldn't color with it. Lo yidlik boy es haner, you should not use it for oil, this arla. So there's three things here. There's hana, and there's dyeing something, and yidolik bay. Some say that it just appears on that, or it's the other hanas. Akapam Tais talks about this. So Akapanim, in any case, we are being marbet, tzviya, and hadlaka. And how do you know it's asa? How do we know? Tam lo yavar al tam arla, so yis piri avarim lo yoychal. The rabbis is kulam. All these lashon arlas are being marba everything. So the Gemara's Teretz is bad sem chazus olav milsi. Why is it also by arla? The answer is because as exeris a kasha of alva or altam arla say areim lo yochel. A lot of times the word areim to teach us that even on irle naim, even just as a marba alma, it's still ein by mamish like ner and seva, which is ein by mamish the hanoz ein by mamish still it's also. Let's start bringing another raya. Tashava. Beged to tzavit klipei shviyitz. Beged that you colored with klipei shviyitz. You colored it with peels from shviyitz. The same thing, we're talking about peiris, not about eitzim, because no shviyitz chal on eitzim, because tam eitzim la hasaka, eitzim use of firewood. There's no chalais shviyitz in it. But there was chalais shviyitz on peiris, and you used it for dye. You dalek. The halach is, you have to burn it. It's osa bahana. Why is it osa bahana? So Rashi says, of course, osa is schayra with it. It's shayra Rashi a little bit. Rashi could mean scherf. You did it for other people here. You colored it with other, for other people with the klipa shviyas. It's also about us. You see that even though it's chazusa mils, it's also about us. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosham, the Amakra, Tia, Bavasi, Tehei. The Pasuk says, a lotion of Tia, either which Pasuk it is, not klar, but could be the Pasuk, Lehemto, Vachaya, Shevra, Atzecha, Tia, Kol, Tvos, Lechal. That's one time lotion Tia. You also have a different Pasuk, Yevel, He, Kayesh, Tia, Lechem. And the Lashon Tia is Be'avos stays like that forever, even after it becomes Chazusa alone, it's also. So basically we're saying, we have Brises by Orla and Meshvias that says that it's also Bahano, even though it's Chazusa, but it's not right Chazusa Milsi. You know why? Because there you have a special Ribuy.